I speak to you in God's holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We are coming closer to the cross. And today, Sunday, is often known as Passion Sunday. And in the Gospel reading, we have the beginning of an awareness of the coming death of Jesus. And we have Mary doing something that was very intimate. For a woman in Jesus' time to take her hair down, it was almost like taking her clothes off. She was very intimate with Jesus. And taking her hair and putting the perfume in it and anointing Jesus with it is the sign, as Jesus said, of getting somebody ready for burial. Jesus was, in the gospel, getting ready for his own death. And he was dying before he was dead. And it's very emotional when you think about it. Here was the family with whom he was very intimate. He had already raised Lazarus from the dead. And he had a special relationship with Mary, who, as we know, was with him at the cross. And he was in this intimate relationship with her and she with him. It was a sign of great emotional passion and a great emotional connection. And Jesus is talking about his imminent death. And Mary knew it. Dying before he was dead. It's something that all of us encounter ourselves in our lives. And we're all of us in an age where we start to think about that. Do you remember the first time you wrote a will for yourself? I remember writing my first will when my children were just born. And I wanted to make sure there was a guardian. And what motivated me to do that, I was living in Port Hawkesbury in Cape Breton in Nova Scotia. And a judge of the Supreme Court of Nova Scotia and his whole family had just been appointed. And in those days, it was a great salary. He was making $80,000 a year in 1971, which was a lot of money. It's still decent today. It was a lot then. And he and his whole family had children with him and his wife. They were on a hill and they went out of control and rolled off the hill just outside of a place called Mulgrave. You can find it on the map. The car rolled down the hill and everybody was killed. And the reason the accident happened was that the car had bald tires. With all that money, he had not thought to put new tires on the car. And it just slipped in the wet and down it went. But it was a lesson for me. I thought it was a shock that here was this man of wealth and intelligence, but he had not cared for this. And because of the way the accident happened, it ended up that the family died intestate because the youngest child was the last to die. And the youngest child, of course, didn't have a will. And it made me start to become more aware of how careful we have to be and how thoughtful we have to be. And in a way, it's like preparing, as Jesus was preparing for his death, we all have to spend time dying before we die. We don't like it. We don't want to think about it because we know that in Jesus and from the promise of Jesus and the promise of God, we're all in God's love. And we're in God's love now and we're in God's love after we die. And we know that to be true. But we still have to prepare for our earthly exit in a responsible adult manner. And even though we don't want to think about it, we need to think about it. It's a time of being aware. And many of you here in this congregation today have had people who you love, who are close to you, have died. And I know that. And I'm not trying to dig up those wounds, but I want to make us all aware that it's important that we think about the future and we think about our mortality. it certainly motivated me, having two kids and then having to also do this burial of a whole family, that made me aware of many years ago. And it's important to sort of delve into what is there for you. To get the living will, to get the power of attorneys all sorted out, to recognize that if you die and you have a power of attorney, but that person, when you die, the power of attorney ends, and all this kind of legal stuff, it's important to sort it all out so that whatever is your own bequest and desire is passed on in a responsible way to the next generation. And I think about this whole idea of, from the gospel today, there's always freshness, there's always hope, and there's always newness, but we have to responsibly think it through as and move ahead. Today is Green Shirt Day. How many of you know what Green Shirt Day is? All right. Green Shirt Day is a day in which you make an intentional decision, unless you live in Nova Scotia and the decision is made for you, but it's an intentional decision that when you die, your body, your earthly sack of bones that you lived in, your spirit's gone with God, but your earthly sack of bones, your body, may be used for transplant. That organs may be harvested from you. Now, I sort of think at my age, well, I don't have any hair to give. My eyes are imperfect, you know. But there's always something, because it's amazing what can be done now. And your body can help somebody who's alive live longer and live more fully. So it's a time to think about that. In Nova Scotia, you have to opt out of having your being a donor. Here in this province, you have to think and sign that you will be. But that's the purpose of Green Shirt Day, and it's, of course, important today because we all know about the Broncos hockey team bus crash in Saskatchewan. One of the youngsters who played and was he had signed the card before he was a youngster. He was about 17 or 18, and they kept him alive so that they could do the harvest of his organs to pass on to somebody else. Now, he probably had some really vital organs, not like no hair on me. But we need to think about all of this. And so today, as we are walking closer to the cross and remembering Jesus, and remember Jesus starting to think about dying before he died with the anointing by Mary, let us use this opportunity as a time to be reflective for ourselves about who are we and what do we want to do with our bodies after we're gone, and think about our wills. If we don't have one, it's time to write one, and thinking about all the other auxiliary things that go with that, such as powers of attorney and signing away our organs. I know it's a, sort of a bummer kind of topic and a heavy topic, but it's a real thing. And we as Christians in a progressive community have to face the realities of life. And this is one of them, that as much as we wish it wasn't true, our bodies are mortal. Our spirit lives on. And we want to live on with the idea that, you know, I did what I could in my lifetime with all the way. And I pray today, as we know that we live in the love of Jesus, that as we receive the sacrament, the presence of Jesus within us, and the love of God filling us, that we also think about the people who are around us and who we may leave someday, and who we will leave. There's no may about it. Who we will leave someday, and how we prepare for that. I pray that may God bless us all as we journey in love and in faith. Amen.